But the best way to remember my last name, just call me Mac and Cheese. And first of all, I want to thank your pastor. I want to thank the Lord for giving me a door to come over here in your church. And it's not easy to do deputation at this point and coming to different churches because of what's going on. And I do understand that every pastors are trying to protect their members from this coronavirus. And they don't want them to get sick. That's why I thank your pastor for allowing me. But don't worry, I don't have coronavirus. So I'm going back home this August 16. I came over here in the United States in the year 2018. And we're actually 47 students that who tried to get a student visa. And we're just 7 students that granted a visa. And I'm just thankful to the Lord for allowing me to be here, the greatest country of the world, to see the beauty of the United States, to learn from different preachers, and to further my knowledge about the Word of God. And I just graduated last May 24th, master's degree, and I'm going home because of that vision. And I have here my prayer card, and please, you can grab one at the back later so you will remember me in your prayers. And this one is my brochure. So in this brochure, you can read about my salvation, my vision, my goals. Everything is in here and about our ministry. So Philippines has 7,600 plus islands. And we only have 3 kinds of weather: hot, hottest, and hotter. So if you love hot weather, you can come over there. But maybe God gave us that weather because of that islands. So each island, we speak different dialect. So me, I speak different dialect, but the main language in the Philippines is Tagalog. So every people must learn how to speak in Tagalog in order for us to communicate or to understand each other. So in the school, we use Tagalog. So I speak Kapampangan. So for me to go to school, I need to learn how to speak in Tagalog, and then I need to learn how to speak in English. So don't worry, my English is just limited, so I won't keep you long. So Philippines is composed of 80% are Roman Catholics. So the people there are very, what do you call it? They believe that they, by doing good works, that is the way to go to heaven. And you will see in my brochure that there are some people in the Philippines cutting their back 300 cats, and then they will walk like 4 miles and they will whip it. And by the thinking, by doing that, they will be forgiven by the Lord and they will go to heaven. Some of the men over there, they hung themselves on the cross. They're trying to do what God did, what the Lord Jesus Christ did on the cross. But we all know, church, you and I, we cannot just sit over there and watch over them by going to hell. That's why I'm here, going to churches, asking for prayers and support, because we want to share the Word of God to those lost souls. And that's our purpose as a Christians. We must reach the lost soul. We must share the light. We must share the gift or the love that God gave us. That's why we have missionaries. That's why we are here as church, because we want to be the light in the community. And in the Philippines, there's a church over there. It's like a rocket church. They believe if you're inside that church, and when the rapture comes, that church will go up to heaven. And if you're in that church, they believe that you will be get saved. And that church will bring you up to heaven. And there was a man named Kibuloy. You can search it in YouTube. He believed that he is the Son of God. And you can watch it on YouTube that people is just kissing his feet, serving him. And imagine how we trick the people out there. That's why we need to share the gospel. Philippines is composed of three parts. We have Luzon, Visayas, and Mindanao. And I'm from the part of Luzon. So I will be planting a churches in the Luzon area called Tarlac City. So as of now, we already have 87 churches that have been planted. And hopefully, when I go back home, I want to be the 88th man to plant that church. And you know, it's not easy. As a young missionary, there are still things that I need to learn in the ministry. That's why I went here in the United States to learn from different preachers and to study the Word of God. And my mission field will be on Barangay Central Tarlac City. You can read it at my prayer card. And they have 2,500 plus soul. It's just a small barangay because we are actually planting churches on villages. So Philippines is not that big. So you may say like 2,500 plus. So Philippines is just a small country compared to the United States. But we're not planting churches to make something or to make our church popular. We're planting churches because we want to bring we want to bring Christ to those people. That's why there's a song, Bringing the Church to the People. Because when I was in the Philippines, I handled the squatter area or a squatter church. Squatter's church, these are the people that lives on a poor place. No electricity, no water. So I've been there for almost 4 years. They don't want to go to the big church because they believe that big church is only for rich people because they just wear slippers, shorts. So they think that God is looking on the outside appearance, but the truth is God is looking on the inside appearance. So whatever we came from, whatever we've done, God doesn't look on outside appearance. If I'm here today, I will not say that I'm worthy to stand because of all the things I've done. But God enabled me to be here. And I'm so grateful and thankful for that. And I know it is not accident for me to be here. I believe it is a divine appointment of God for me to be here. Because if not, I might be an accident. And the last thing that I've done my deputation was March 8th. So imagine that from March 8th until last week, that is the time that I went back on my deputation. And I'll be going back home without, I didn't reach my goal of support. I don't have that much, but we believe that God will provide because He provided in the past and He will provide on the present and He will provide on the future. And I'm asking you to pray for me as I go back in the Philippines because when it's night here, it's day over there. So before you sleep, you might be remember me, mac and cheese, so you can pray for me. And I'm just asking like you might be asking like, how much are you raising? I'm actually raising $1,000 in a monthly basis support. But I didn't get my goal. I'm just on the 15% at this point. So that's too far. But we trust the Lord. And whatever God laid upon your heart, because I'm looking for individuals, families, or churches that wants to invest in the ministry or want to be partner with me. So you might be asking like, how much, whatever the Lord laid upon your heart, you can save $1 a day and then send it every month. And I have my support address on my prayer card. And it's you can send it over here, and by that, they will send it in the Philippines. I cannot handle money or take money over here because I only have a student visa. So, being here for almost 2 years, I'm not allowed to work. So, it's only by the grace of God why I have everything that I need. And I thank the Bible College, Dr. Myron Geiler, for helping us in the college and to learn about the Word of God. And tonight, just like Elizabeth Taylor told his 8th husband, I won't keep you long. So if you have your Bible with me, please let's all stand and open it in Luke chapter 15. Luke chapter 15, verse 11 to 32. And I hope you will bear with me as I speak English. And if you don't understand me, just keep your head moving up and down, and that will keep me going. So the Bible says, to save a time, we will just be reading on verse chapter 18. Luke chapter 15, verse 11 to 32. Verse 13, and not many days after the younger son gathered all together, and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with righteous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husks that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my fathers have bread enough to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and I am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. Let's bow our head and let's pray. Excuse me. My Father, God in heaven, Lord, we thank you once again for this wonderful evening that you've given us. Lord, we just want to praise you for all the things that you've done. Thank you for the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who died on the cross of Calvary, that through the blood of Christ, Lord, we can gather here together. Lord, as we study your word tonight, help me to be a blessing. And once again, Lord, I pray that use me for your glory. In Christ's most precious name, amen. You may now take your seat. Excuse me. So tonight, I know this is a very well-known passage in the Bible, because in Luke chapter 15, this is known as the lost chapter in the Bible, because you can see the parable of the lost sheep, the parable of the lost coin, and last is the parable of the lost son. And I know you've heard a lot of this, and I hope you will learn something new, because when every time we read and study the Word of God, there's always something new in it. And I heard pastors preaching 44 years, 50 years, 60 years. They always tell me, when I always heard them, I never see this in the Bible. I read the Bible 5 times, I read the Bible 6 times, but I never see this in the Bible. That's why the Word of God, there's always something new in it. And tonight, the title of a message is the parable of the lost son. So it's just simple. But this parable of the lost son is actually indicate the unhappiness. I know on what's going on right now, everyone are unhappy. We're not happy, and this is not normal. There are a lot of things that we want to do, but we cannot do it at this point. But praise the Lord, because we have the joy in our heart And that keeps us going in this, and the hope that we were holding on. And the difference between the world and the believers is they don't have the joy in their heart. Because this world might give you the happiness, everything you want, this world can give you. But what the Lord gave us, the eternal life, and that we will be with Him someday when God takes us home, that the world cannot give us, especially the love that God gave us. And please do bear with me. I'm not really good at English, but I pray that you will understand me. And I'll try to speak slowly as I can. And we all know that there's a father, and he has two sons. The younger of them asks his father, "Father, give me the portion of my manna that belongs to me." And the father, we didn't see here that he says no. He didn't say what, but he gave it. And that's the father. The father loves his family. The father loves his children. That's why the father is always working, because he wants his children or his family to have a good future. So the father gave him the portion of his manna. And in verse 13, "Not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance in a righteous living." I want you to take note, the far country. Being here in the United States is not easy for me, because I'm a foreign, I don't have relatives over here, and especially the driving in the Philippines is very different. In Philippines, we don't have speed limit. You can run as fast as you can. Stop signs are just like suggestions. Stop lights are just like Christmas lights that's blinking. And you will see cars and motors, they will just passing you from your left and right. So that's how terrible it is in the Philippines. So coming here in the United States, I'm actually having a hard time to follow the speed limit. And the farther that I drove is actually California. I already went from the west side of the state. And then the last time when I was in school, because on weekdays we go to school, on the weekends we go on deputation. So the last time that the farther that I went on my deputation is actually Grove, Oklahoma. And that's actually 17 hours from Marietta, Ohio. So that's the nonstop. So I left Marietta, Ohio Friday. So I got there Saturday night. And then I teach on the Sunday school in the morning. And then I told the pastor that I will just hunt churches as I go back home. So that's how hard it is. That's how hard it is for us as students doing the deputation, going to school, and then going deputation on weekends, because we need to get back on Monday because we have class 8 a.m. in the morning. So for us, we don't want to be in trouble and we don't want to be stopped on our deputation. So sometimes I fell asleep, but I was just like smashing my face like, wake up, I need to get back on time. But God is good. Amen? Amen? So, that's the story all about. It indicates the loss of happiness of this young son. And the Bible says, he went to a far country and there wasted his substance with righteous living. So, all the manna, all the portion that he has was gone. And sometimes in our life, this world will give us something that we really want to be there. And we want, it's not bad to have a good house, a good cars, or to be rich. But it's gonna be bad if we get out of the will of God. So we should learn how to use the blessings that God gave us. Philippines is just a poor country. I'm not saying that because I'm bragging. I mean, I'm telling you that Philippines is a poor country. I'm telling you because I want you to see how blessed you are here in America. And maybe you can come over there someday to visit Philippines and to see what's God been doing there in the ministry. And I believe that God will open your heart and eyes to start something for the Lord. So, this young man, he went to a far country, but he came back. At the end of story, he came back, but he did live into a far country. And there's something, when we live on a far country, there's something that we will leave over there. It might be a good seed, or it might be a good fruit. So, it's not easy to be in a far country. And there's some Bible characters that went to a far country. David went to a far country when he met Bathsheba. And later on, I will give you what did they bring back when they went to a far country. Jonah went to a far country and thrown into the sea. And this young man went to a far country and he bring back something. So, tonight, living in far country. So, what this young man left when he went to a far country? Number one, he left his life in a righteous living. So, all the things, he got mansions, maybe he got cars, money, but he decided to leave their house. Maybe he doesn't want the home. He doesn't want the sermon of his father or his parents. Maybe he doesn't want the table. Maybe he doesn't want the love of his father. That's why he went to a far country thinking by having those money, he will have the happiness that he wants. But after on, when he doesn't have the money, his friends was gone. The happiness was gone. And that's the thing, when we live in a far country and live our life in a righteous living. The Bible says in Galatians chapter 6, verse 7, the Bible says, "Be not deceived. God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap." So, whatever you planted, there will be a day. If you plant good fruit or you plant bad fruit, you will reap it someday. And as Christians, the thing as a missionary that what makes me happy is when we led somebody to Christ. And us being here in this world, if we're going to do something, because there's a lot, we have friends, we have relatives that needs to hear the word of God. And if we plant Christ in their life, we will be happy because they will be part of the part or son of God. Because a lot of Christians or people have been deceived thinking that everyone are son of God. The Bible says, "But as many as received him, gave him power to become the sons of God." So only the people that accepted or trusted the Lord as their personal Savior, those people are the only people that been given the power to call Him Abba, Father. So, we're going farther that, but those, the Bible says that not everyone have the power or authority to call Him Abba, Father. That's why we're a missionary. But you don't have to be a missionary to share the Word of God. You can start it by reaching friends. I'm going back home because I've been in the Philippines for my whole life. And it came to a time that I was shy to share the light that I have in my heart. I'm a pastor's kid. My father is a pastor in Dubai, Middle East. And when I go to school, during my high school time, I'm actually keeping to my friends that I'm a Christian. So, that's a shame. So, it's not actually based by wearing a shirt, I'm a Christian, or putting a sticker in your car, I love Christ. That's not the base of a Christian. The base of a Christian is showing Christ in our life. And the people will see it in your life if you have Christ in your heart. And second is, he left his time and never couldn't get it back. In verse 14, and when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. After he had spent everything of the portion of the manna, he cannot do anything. He cannot use money to ask someone to work for him. He cannot use the money to have a new friends. Because he didn't use it in the right way. That's why I think sometimes God doesn't bless all the people because the money is actually hard to handle because there will be a lot of temptation. That's why I'm happy on what I am, on what God gave me, because I'm His son and I'm a part of the family. And we don't have to reach the world or the worldly things in this world because we already have Christ in our life. The church of Ephesus, there was a time that they left their first love, praying, Bible reading, and they couldn't get it back. There might be some point in your life that you regret so much for what you've done. But church, we thank the Lord because this young son, in verse 19, he said, And I am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. So after all the things that he had done, he spent the money and there's a testing that he has to feed the swine. And there came a point that he don't have food and he needs to eat the husk. So imagine how hard it is for him. And one day he realized that how blessed the hired servant of his father. They have a good sleep. They have a good food. That's why he went back home. In verse 19, you will see that he said, I am no more worthy to be called thy son. You might say that you are no more worthy because of all the things that you have done. You might say that I don't belong here, but all the lives are matter to God. Whatever you came from, whatever you've done in the past, God will forgive you. That's why in verse 20, and he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet great way off, his father saw him and compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. After all the things that he had done, the father was still there waiting on him. And he ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. So that's the father's love. Just like God did for us. He gave his only begotten son on the cross of Calvary to save us sinners. The third is, number one, he left his life in a righteous living. Second is, he left his time and couldn't ever get it back. Third is, he left his testimony. This young man is a Jew from a monotheistic home and lived with Gentiles and wasted a time. So imagine that. After he lived in a far country, the people died and go to hell for not living a good testimony with no God. So this is the young son bring back when he went back home. Those people over there didn't know Christ because he didn't share it. He didn't live with Christ in his life because he lived in a righteous living. He wanted to move back, but he could then never get it back because the people are dead and he couldn't share Christ anymore. And you might be asking, what David bring back when he met Bathsheba? He bring back a baby and never couldn't get it back. And after a week, the baby died. What Jonah bring back when the Lord asked him to go to Nineveh, but he went to Tarshish? He bring back a seaweed. And if you will read Jonah chapter 3 or 2, the Bible says there is the weeds are going to his neck and the waves are just passing over him. So imagine how hard it is to be in a far country and going out of the will of God. This young son, maybe when he was there in a far country, he's proud of buying beers, taking dope, buying girls. But see, the money didn't give him happiness. But when he came back, the joy was reconciled with his father because he has forgiveness. And sometimes, that's the only thing that we need to do. If we left something in a far country that is not good, we just need to ask God for forgiveness. And the love of the Father will come back to us. And I hope it became a blessing to each of everyone. And I hope you understand my English. But you pray that you will not be in a far country because being in a far country is far different from the comfort zone. What David bring back? A baby. What Jonah bring back? Seaweeds. What Peter bring back? Bitter tears. And what the lost son bring back? Unhappiness. And you might be asking, when Jesus Christ came over here, what did he bring back? What did he left? What did he leave? An undeserved love for every one of us. Amen. That's the Lord Jesus Christ bring back when he went over here to earth. And I hope it became a blessing to each and every one of you. That's why I'm going back home, because I need to plant good fruits. And I need your prayers, because every success in the ministry is about prayer. that every success in the ministry is actually at the back of its prayer. That's why you need to pray for your pastor. I've seen my dad. There's a lot of responsibilities that I don't want to be when I was growing up. Because I saw those responsibilities. That's why I tried to, in the calling of the Lord, I worked as a bagger boy for 1.5 months after I graduated high school. But there was something happened. A drunken Muslim tried, with a dagger on his hand, tried to kill me. And I was put on that scenario for running in the calling of the Lord. Because I don't want to have a lot of responsibilities to handle your people, handle your family. And you might see your pastor smiling, but deep inside, they are battling and trying to figure out how to solve the problem. That's why keep praying for your pastor and keep praying for your missionaries. And Lord willing, you may not be there, but praying for me and partnering with me in the ministry, you will have a big part of it. And let's pray. Let's bow our head. Our Father God in heaven, Lord, we thank you for this wonderful service that you've given us. Lord, I pray that the message has been preached tonight. Lord, I pray that may you put it in our heart. Lord, thank you so much for your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, that we can gather together, praise you, and thank you for all the things that you've done. Lord, give us safety as we part ways this evening. And may you continue to bless this church, and may you continue to use their pastor, Pastor Jeff Van. Lord, continue to use him. Continue to strengthen him and use his family. Use this church to be a light in this community, Father. Lord, we thank you so much for everything that you've done. We thank you so much for all the blessings that you've gave us. We all know that we don't deserve it, Lord, but thank you so much, Father. And thank you for this wonderful evening. In Christ's most precious name, amen.